you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Welcome back. My name is Shakita Torres, and welcome to the Christian Therapist Series. And so today we're going to talk about who is the Holy Spirit. And you guys, to be honest, there is like no way I can truly just capture the true essence of who the Holy Spirit is. So I'm going to do a short mini teaching on this. I encourage you to go back to the Word of God for yourself and study it. And so when I think about the Holy Spirit, I think about Him being my helper. He's an advocate, intercessor, omnipresent, who knows all things, sees all things, and just He's just everywhere, okay? And so for those of you who are very familiar with the Word of God, you already know this. But for some of you, you will be new to really understanding the Holy Spirit. And so when we look at scripture in the Old Testament, right, we had God. God Himself was the one that communicated with the prophets and the priests about what was to come and giving warnings, correction, instructions, and so much more, right? But only the prophets and the priests had access to God, right? They had to go do a whole sacrifice and all that good stuff, okay? But during the whole time, during the Old Testament, the Lord kept promising them that He was going to send someone to be the ultimate sacrifice for us, which was Christ Jesus, the Messiah. And so you move over to the four Gospels and you can see, you know, Christ's life and Him, you know, and Mary giving birth to Him and all that good stuff. And you can see how He sacrificed His life for us. And so before Christ, you know, died, He promised us, hey, after I leave Him here, I'm going to send a helper. I'm going to send a comforter to you, which is the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read here a few scriptures here so you can kind of have some more context to that. And so we look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So this verse describes the empowering effect of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, in which we are disciples, okay? It signifies that the Spirit provides the strength and courage needed for the disciples to spread the gospel. Gospel message of all the corners of the world. If you are professing to be a Christian, then you are a disciple. Okay, Romans 8 and 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Okay, this verse speaks of the Holy Spirit's role as an intercessor. It teaches that in moments of our deepest need, or when we lack the words to express our prayers, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf, communicating our needs to God in a way that transcends human language. So this could be speaking in tongues, of course, right? And we'll get into that in a different video about the gifts of the Spirit. Okay. This scripture is referenced to speaking in tongues. Okay. And so let me go down one more scripture I want to share. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. This passage here highlights the depth of understanding and insight that the Holy Spirit can bring. It suggests that the Holy Spirit enables believers to comprehend and grasp the profound truths of God that might otherwise be beyond human comprehension. Okay. And so even now, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, give you guys an example during this particular teaching and point that He wants to drive home for you all. So for those of you who don't operate this way or never really heard this before, let me give you an example of a client I had before. So one time I was in therapy with a client, and she and I have been doing some trauma work. We have been doing using CPT, cognitive therapy, to help her to really, get to the root of her trauma, break down all those symptoms and so much more, right? I'm gonna get into all that part. But we was like working together. In my spirit, I felt like, Lord, I felt like we're just going through the motions. Like something is missing. Like, what am I not getting, Lord? Because I could tell in my heart and my spirit, it was just like it wasn't flowing for me. Okay. It wasn't flowing for me. And she was fine with it, but it just seemed like it was just like a step-by-step process. And so one day we was in session together, and I forgot what she said to me, but in that moment, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You guys are working on the wrong trauma. She needs to work on her mom trauma, her mother wounds." And I was like, "Oh, right." And now, mind you, my client never really talk about her mom, but so much, very little, okay. And so I told her, I said, "What happened between you and your mother?" And she got really quiet on me. And she was a believer, she was a Christian, she was also a minister. And I said, the Lord is telling me that you have mom trauma. And she just broke down and she just cried. And she said, oh my God. She was like, you are so right. She said, my mom, I'm not gonna share a little detail about it. She said, my mom, growing up, she was a prostitute. And so that means that, not prostitute, but an escort. She was an escort. And my mom, would bring all these different men home, and I was being molested by some of them. Oh my God, y'all, the story was just, it had me almost in tears. And, she was just sharing how even to this day, as an adult, her and her mom have a very weird relationship. And her mom is like always depending on her to help take care of her. It was so many different layers to it. And so she said, I love my mom very much. I honor her. And she said, I don't want to ever talk anything or say anything bad about her, even about the things that she's done wrong. And so that was hindering her from really healing and getting to the root of her trauma. And God wanted her to explore that. And so I had her first. She told me everything. She told me the whole story, things she'd been through. And even in that moment, she received so much relief from just being able to say that. And you guys, either I would have never known that was the issue that she had dealt with in her childhood with her mom, or it would have taken us like probably weeks or many more months for me to even like really see and figure out, oh, okay, we're on the wrong trauma, right? And so that's an example of how Holy Spirit wants to use us in therapy, you guys. It does not have to be overcomplicated. It does not have to be this long, drawn out, stressed out project. God wants you to just invite Him into it. And so for me, before I see a client, I'm always praying. I'm always asking God to guide me throughout my day. Father, to help me to see God through your eyes. Father, help me to see, Holy Spirit, what it is that you want them to have through me. God, I'm your vessel, God. I'm your mouthpiece, God. God, I just want to see your people to be healed, set free, and delivered. And so these are the kind of prayers that I'm praying. That I'm praying before I go into it, right? And God draws on that. It pleases him. And so he desires for his children and his sheep to get the same thing, to get healing and deliverance, right? So that's an example of the Holy Spirit. He knows all things. He knows all things. Okay. That's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for watching. I'm so excited about this series. I know for a fact it's going to bless so many people. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, comment down below. Also, purchase my book, Holy Spirit-Led Counseling for Christian Therapists. And also, if you are interested, apply to become a part of my mentorship program, where it's going to be amazing. So I'll talk to you guys soon and have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.